This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through some of the things that many of you as family farmers are going through, problems that have been solved or need solving. We're into the solutions business here. I'm a dairy farmer, have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, been around cows all my life. I have a great deal of expertise in this area and a great deal of passion and love. That's why I decided to do this program I think we're in the third year of doing this. And in a way, bringing you around if you're a farmer, small family farmer, medium-sized farmer, if you have an ag business that's run by your family, this is for you. If you're a locavore, this is for you. And to bring us into the next chapter of people to be helped and people to be heard, Tom Spalding, who's the executive director of the Angelic Organic Organization, which has a great website, learngrowconnect.org or angelicorganics.com. Tom, we're happy to have you here on the American Family Farmer. Tell us about you. You're the executive director of Angelic Organics. What a great name, by the way. That's a Angelic Organic. Who came up with that?
Well, actually, I'm executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center, which is our not-for-profit arm. And then there's Angelic Organics Farm, which is our for-profit farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're combined together into something we call Angelic Organics Association, and I'm president of the association.
All right. So let's have some background as to what it is, what you're doing with all of these entities.
Yep. And Angelic Organics, the name came out of the farm itself, and it was started by a third-generation family farmer who grew up on this property. He was born on this property, where it's about a 200-acre, currently about a 200-acre operation.
What happens on the farm?
John Peterson, he's a third-generation family farmer who went down in the 80s. It got bigger and bigger up into the 80s, and then he crashed during the during the downturn, the shakeout in the 80s that was so severe. But they were doing dairy, they were doing hogs, they were doing grains, pretty diversified like most farms were at that time. And then just completely crashed, and he lost everything except 22 acres. Mm. Back in the 80s, auctioned off everything, and didn't think he'd farm again, and then started up again on 6 acres doing it organically. He was a chemical, conventional farmer, first in the county, I think, to use any of the Roundup products, and the first in the county, I think, one of the early innovators with atrazine, all this stuff.
I bet they don't use that stuff anymore.
Oh, God. No, not here. Not anymore. It's a certified organic.
Right.
And John became very inspired by biodynamics, by the work of Rudolf Steiner. He was really inspired by the first, innovators in biodynamics, and really just changed over and decided, okay, I'm gonna start a farming gym. I'm going to do it totally different. So he switched to vegetables on his remaining 6 tillable acres and started in 1990 as a certified organic farm and selling in wholesale into groceries and into restaurants.
Really?
And then 1993, a family called him from Chicago and said, "Have you ever heard of community-supported agriculture? Would you grow for us?" And and at first he wasn't really interested. But community-supported agriculture did grow out of the biodynamic community. It really was pioneered by biodynamic farms. Really, who are looking at their farms as a living organism, not only the physical organism, but the social organism of reaching out and connecting with the eaters and the people in your community, and having farms be more interwoven into the culture.
Well, this is what's going on now. This is coming back. That whole philosophy is coming back, don't you think? Circling around?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's where it took off. He decided in 1993 to start a CSA farm, a community supported ag farm, and it's grown to be one. It's grown over the years. It just took off and it got bigger. And it was the first in Northern Illinois, and now it's probably 2,200 families that are members of this farm. It was 30 that first year, 1993, is 30. I think 30 or 40 families have joined, and within a few years, he had kind of shaved off the wholesale accounts and just went all CSA. And so it's grown. It's 60 acres of vegetables and rotations, and still certified organic, and delivered all around the Chicagoland area, Rockford, and some people pick up on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I joined as CSA members in that first year, and I got... this has been an area that I've been interested in for a long time. My first jobs as a young person were on farms out in California, but I was just fascinated with this as an CSA as an emerging form of sustainable business and culture. And so my wife and I left Chicago and came out to the farm in 1999 to start the nonprofit arm, to do the farmer training and to do the educational work with eaters.
Mm-hmm.
And we now serve about 5,000 people a year.
Cool.
At the main farm, and then also we have urban training farms, one in Rockford in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority in a housing complex, which is about a half acre of production. And then we have a urban training farm and farmer incubator that we're developing. We're going to have our first farmer on the land. It's about two-thirds of an acre in an Inglewood neighborhood of Chicago, which is, mm-hmm. one of the areas that, people call, food deserts or...
Wow, this whole business of urban growing, of urban gardens, of urban farms is taking hold because the land isn't around. The government's taking over all the land, thus the focus on these guys in Oregon who may not have made the point the right way, but they made a point. We are the supply of available land to use. I ran into this on my farm when I was trying to deal with U.S. wildlife people. They don't want to hear about farmers needing land. And there are more and more attitudes like that in the government. And so it becomes an issue because we're not able to grow as much food as we used to because we don't have as much land. And so one of the ways of getting around it, for the local boards anyway, is to have these urban gardens. You go to New York City, most of the older buildings have those big wooden tanks on them. You've seen those in New York, haven't you? And maybe some other cities, but New York is where I see it. When I go in an office building, you look out the 20th floor, and the building next door has a big old wooden, huge, I'm sounding like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, huge. We have these big old wooden tubs that were used to supply the water. I think they still do pump the water into them. And it's from that time. But anyway, let's pause for a moment here, and then we have to continue. Tom Spaulding, happy to have him here, founding executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. We got to find out what the Learning Center is doing. I want to compare that to what I was teaching on my farm in just a matter of moments. This is the American Family Farmer. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats, and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now. Continuing on now, Doug Steffen with Tom Spalding from the Angelic Organics Organization, Angelic Organic Learning Center, learngrowconnect.org. He's involved in training and supporting farmers, not only to teach people how to grow food, but teach people about where food comes from. I mentioned briefly a few moments ago, one of the things I prided myself with on my farm is to teach children they can have an openness to animals. So I have, in my dairy barn, I put this whole sort of classroom on the wall. We bring in kids from all over the place, and we teach them how the cows are milked. They have FaceTime with the cow. And then up and down the corridor, all kinds of things. How's the cow's body work? Where does the milk come from? How's it produced? You know, that's a, is that the kind of stuff that you would teach in the learning center there?
Somewhat. I guess, yes, to some degree. But our programming, I think, is based on experiential education, I would say, is probably a way of framing it, saying we really want people to get in and do some work.
Right. Get into the dirt.
So get their hands in the dirt and get and grow something. You know, we're really about creating a sustainable local food and farm system. And so we, whether we're standing in the middle of the Inglewood neighborhood or in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority, or whether we're out on a rural patch of land where our main farm is, we're looking at it the same way, that we want people to, both eaters and farmers, to work together to regenerate agriculture, because the system is broken right now.
It's very broken.
Thick. It's ruining the land. It's ruining our communities.
Yep.
And so we need to rebuild it from the ground up, and that's going to be farmers and eaters getting together and saying, how can we make this work? And that's what a CSA does, and that's what a lot of this direct marketing does, allows farmers and eaters to start working together. And when we have people out on the farm in our on-farm education program, we talk about, we do programming that we want people to use their head, to use their heart, and to use their hands while they're on the farm. So we're really digging into the food system in an experiential way. So people are getting out and working with the goats, learning to milk a goat, helping rotate the cows, going out into the fields of vegetables, maybe doing some weeding, maybe they're doing a little hoeing, maybe they help harvest. They might harvest something out and bring it off to some picnic tables, and maybe they'll, you know, sample some things. There's discussions around soil. We'll march people in out into our fields. We'll dig up a bucket of soil. We'll walk into our neighbor's conventionally raised corn and soybean field, and we'll dig up some soil, and we'll compare those soils. We'll say, look for life.
All right, let's pick up there in a matter of moments. What that kind of farming does to save the soil versus what's going on the big corporate farms that's eating up the value of the soil. We have Tom Spalding here with us on The American Family Farmer.
We'll be right back. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change past the hour now. The American Family Farmer on the air for this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to all the stations. We just got a dozen more stations in Mississippi to carry this program. A lot of interest in the locavore movement, a lot of interest in the local farm movement, a lot of interest around the country in trying to keep the family farms on par. The government is certainly making it difficult, especially under this administration with the EPA rules and with the new this thing that came out of the USDA, trying to protect the sources of food. The way the whole thing has been crafted is nonsense, and most people who are on small family farms are not only annoyed but trying to figure out how they can even survive. So, and one of the things that this is very direct. I find myself dealing with this all the time on my farm. I normally till, maybe 100 acres a year and redo grasses and hay fields, and I plant some corn as well. And I've stayed away from Monsanto and Dow-based corn for years. I have a source of open-pollinated seed in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois, and that's what I use. But we've got all of these, as you just pointed out, we've got these huge farms that are using the fields for either beans and or corn. They don't till them. And the stuff they're putting on the soil may help the products grow, but it doesn't help replenish the soil. And most people who are not on the farm, and even some smart farmers, know they're doing harm to the soil, but they still keep it. They keep doing it the way they're doing it because it makes them more money than if they did it the responsible way. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's true, but I also want to say that I think a lot of people that are in the conventional farming sector here in around us, who are primarily growing corn and soybeans, a lot of them don't make much money. You know, I mean, they're only making money because they're getting a subsidy.
Right. Well, that's true. The government's gotten involved in all of it and screwed all that stuff up too. Yes, you're right.
And I would probably point the finger more at the kind of consolidation of the economy in greater, you know, in fewer and fewer hands. There's no way for the farmer to come forth to the marketplace and say, here's how much it costs to produce. I would like a price that covers that plus a little bit to live on. That's, you know, these are all oligarchic markets now. They're so consolidated, whether you look at banking or you look at agriculture and you look at, you know, beef or corn or whatever. There's a few companies who dominate, and I think they're the ones who end up manipulating the government into whatever it does. But, you know, I think that even if you're a conventional farmer in that system, it's really hard to make a living anymore. And you only can, the only way you survive is to keep getting bigger. So you got to look at your neighbor's land as something you want to take on so you can keep growing, so you can get volume, so you can actually make enough money to survive. And it's just a vicious circle. I think, you know, and then you look at Illinois overall, and we've been at the state level looking at this. I mean, we're at the point now we're a farm state, but we're importing 95% of what we eat. I mean, we produce a lot of corn and soybeans that goes all around the world, but we're not producing the food that people eat.
Well, I've said this.
And vegetables, and I just want to point to Iowa State study that just came out last year that looked at the 28 most consumed fruits and vegetables in 6 Midwestern states and determined that you could grow all of those on one county in Iowa for 6 states.
Yeah.
And so you don't need that much land to grow the food that really feeds us and nourishes our bodies. Fruits, vegetables, you know, even some small grains, you know, things that we're really going to put on the dinner table. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think some of the urban farming is so essential, because you can produce a lot of fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, on a very small amount of land. And that's the kind of work that we're doing, training urban farmers in Rockford and Chicago and in some very low-income communities where people don't have access to grocery stores, have to travel long distances to get food. And so we'll work right alongside, and people can learn to grow, to harvest, to cook, to eat good food, and improve their communities, and also generate a little bit of money. And then in the rural areas, we have a rather robust farmer training program. We have hundreds of graduates. We were the only CSA serving Chicago back in the early 90s, and now there's over 100 serving Chicago. Probably a third of them are graduates from our farmer training program. We've got hundreds of farmers who come out of our program, people who are first time into farming, or people who are maybe trying a second shot at it, and a few people who've transitioned out of the conventional farming sector into doing organics or doing something that's more direct marketed. But this is a movement that's growing, and we're happy to say that we've helped spark some of that. And I've always called it co-opetition. You know, we can't just focus on our own farm only. It's got to be helping build the wider food system as we go, as we grow. Let's help others to get in here, because there's so many people that need to be served, who need to eat and eat good foods, and there's so much land that needs to be tilled by farmers who want to do the right thing. So
we have a lot of land. If you go through the state of New York, which has become extraordinarily unfriendly to just human life in general, it's such a crazy state controlled by people who don't have a clue. I mean, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of acres not being used in New York State and other states around the country as well. And what you just said deserves a comment. I'm going to come back in a matter of moments with you, Tom, and give you my own view on what's happening with the acreage and what it's interesting to see what the Russians have decided to do about getting corn and soybeans from us. As we continue now, the focus is on the Angelic Organic Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Three after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, a look into what's going on in a particular area of our country where farmers are being trained, taught how to farm, and how that's expanding the number of opportunities for people not only to get into the business if they can find the land, but also for people in the locavore movement who have CSAs or who want to get food from a place where they can go, either pick it, they can watch it being picked, they know where it's coming from. That's what people want. And so Tom Spaulding, who is the executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, and near the Wisconsin border, a great agricultural area. They have a farm where they're doing a lot of work. They're teaching people how to have farming experiences on not much land. I maintain in my speaking engagements, Tom, and I say it on my radio program, my weekday radio program that I do called The Good Day Show. People know that I'm a farmer, and I'm always talking about this. The way things are going now, with the government screwing over the family farm, the small farmers screwing up agriculture to a fairly well, like they pretty much do with everything else, if we aren't smart and don't figure this out, maybe this is part of the revolution that's going on. I sense with the Trump and Sanders phenomenon that there's the largest group, and the youngest of us are fed up with the way things are going. And they realize if we don't put a curb on government interference in and big ag interference in how the family farmer works, we're not going to, never mind be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 40 or 50 years. For a lot of the reasons that we're talking about here, and I'm sure that you get into that in the philosophy of what you're doing here to teach people to use the land better. But we have pockets, as I was mentioning before, of land that's not being used because the government makes it impossible. I mean, the dairy industry in this country now is a joke, unless you got 5,000 cows, and the quality of the milk that comes from those places is worse than awful. And so, you know, we're wanting to get people to... I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and things on my farm, and people loved it. They came from literally 50, 60, 70 miles away, 2-3 times a week, to get the milk. That's telling you something, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And we have the same situation here where people will drive long distances to find good, healthy food that they know is coming off of a farm that they can trust.
Right.
That's not a biohazard.
Right.
That people are worried about their own health. They're worried about their kids' health, and they're worried about the health of the land and the health of their communities. And they turn to directly to local farms, if someone they feel like they can trust, that you have a relationship with. It's
right.
Not just a nameless brand in the supermarket that they don't know where it comes from or who's handling it or what country it comes from or, you know, what conditions it's produced under and what the labor conditions are or the people that produce it. And, I mean, there's so many questions people have and they're concerned about. But a lot of it starts with people's health that's driving people because people are sick. I mean, 80%, 75, 80% of what we're sick with, it's food related, whether you're looking at diabetes epidemic or the heart attacks, strokes, cancers. A lot of these things are attributable just to the really poor substandard diet that we now have, processed foods and things that are coming out of the industrial food system.
And I think the release this week of a study as to why Americans are no longer gaining in terms of age, we've sort of capped the average life.
Dropping.
Right, it started even going backwards because of three things: guns, cars, and food. Those are the things that are the reason in this study, and there were like 24,000 people studied. It's not like it was 15 people they looked at. So we're focusing here on the food system, and I don't, you know, we keep letting the government pull these things off. All you got to do is look at how much money the campaigns are getting for all these congressmen and senators from the Dow, Monsanto. I mean, for God's sakes, at the FDA, it's like a swinging door to Monsanto and Dow. They send all their people over there. They get all the things changed so that they serve their interests. And then there's people that go to work in the government. They come back to work at these companies. If you look at the board of directors of some of the huge agribusinesses and then look at the big, huge drug companies, gee, what a surprise. You'll see a lot of the same names. Duh. I mean, what conclusion can you draw? And they keep changing the rules so that these people that we're talking about that want to be served are being told they can't have this food anymore. And, I mean, for God's sakes, if you look at the Russians this week, what did you read on Putin saying, we're not going to take American grains, no more soybeans, no more corn? Much of it has to do with GMO. I think there are a couple of other political things in there, too. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think that's already happening around the world. I mean, most of the European, I mean, I think the European community, for the most part, people have rejected.
Outlawed it. GMO. They're outlawing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's good reason for that, and I think this is part of the reason why I got really interested in the CSA model as an economic and social model, is because it allows for local control and local relationships and local economic development, more jobs locally, better food, better taking care of the land, better health, and we can kind of step out of the relationships that divide us. As an eater and a farmer, because most people have seven middle people between them and the farmer.
Yeah, there's all kinds of the wholesalers.
Those are all the people you were just talking about. And in all those agribusiness companies or large food systems, I mean, this is all so consolidated and so powerful, and a lot of that money goes into the pockets of people running for office. And so, of course, government gets tilted in the direction of those interests instead of in the interests of the eaters and the farmers. And you know, all that stuff works together. But the degree that we can take our power back by having direct relationships and building these kinds of farms, I think is a great thing. And that's what we've been doing here locally. We've got a now, you know, we're the only farm of this sort 30 years ago, and now we've got 85 farms in our local alliance of sustainable ag farms. You know, they're organics, biodynamic, they're permaculture, they average probably 15 to 20 acres in size. Some of them are much bigger. We've got grass-fed dairies. We've got people doing grass-fed animals. We've got a lot of vegetable production. Some of them are CSA. Some of them do farmers markets. Some of them are UPIC. But it's, you know, it's a robust group of farms that are growing and expanding around the region and building a local food system. And there's tremendous challenges in it because, as you say, there's also pushback from these larger interests, and there's a lot of greenwashing going on. So some of these big food industrial companies are starting to really do a lot of greenwashing and trying to peel off some of the people that are been looking for healthy food and or a relationship with a local farmer, and they get sold a bag of goods.
But they have bill of goods, right? And by the way, I may mention this. This needs to be inserted again in the conversation. The new food safety rules that have come down, which are not in operation in effect yet, but the rule making has been done, and a lot of the National Farmers Union got onto this, and a lot of farm groups that represent the family farmer and the small farmers, to basically tell the government, if you put these in, you're going to put everybody in the category of what you and I are talking about here out of business, because they're expensive and, frankly, they're unnecessary. The food problems that we have in this country don't come from the family farmer. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, that comes in the, what was it, the last one a couple of weeks ago was Dole salad that was washed how who knows how and where. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. And it doesn't, but those are the people they have to go after, but they don't. They go after you and me. All right, hold on a second. We're having a conversation with Tom Spalding, founding director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. What a great inspiration this is. Hopefully more of these sort of learning centers will take place around the country. We'll continue on The American Family Farmer.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works 3 times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com. Tom Spalding is here, Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the website for angelicorganics.com, which is the commercial farm. The 501c3, the teaching organization, is learngrowconnect.org. Anybody confronting these problems that we're talking about ought to go to those websites, or people who are looking for training here, looking to support what is something that maybe is in your family or you're dying to get into this. This is the way of doing it. You had a comment on what I was just saying regarding the food safety initiative, so-called food safety initiative.
Well, I do think it's going to be real. There is some exemptions for smaller farms in it now on some level, but I think you're right in general that I think it really is designed, it ought to be really for big industry rather than for the small farm and for family farmers, and it's going to create some real problems for smaller farms to comply, and some people may just say that's too much and I'm getting out of the business. So.
Right.
It, you know, it's part of the pushback from, I think, large centralized power and money that pushes back on these smaller, more democratic and grassroots initiatives. And but I did want to mention that in your comment that, you know, this kind of thing should be growing around the country. It is growing around the country, and there are increasingly alliances of farmers who are working on training the next generation of growers that can work with eaters. And I just want to give a plug to, you know, the Collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmer Training, which we call CRAFT. It's a grassroots farmer alliance. We were the second of this kind in the country, you know, 25, 30 years ago. And now there's about 25 farmer alliances like this all around the United States and Canada who are farmer-to-farmer working together, training the next generation of organic and biodynamic and other sustainable ag farmers. And you can go to craftfarmer.org, and there's a list of all those farmer alliances all around the country. And if someone that's listening and wants to get into this, or maybe wants to transition to this kind of farming, or someone who wants to, you know, a young person who wants to get into this kind of farming, get trained, there are farmers who are willing to do that, and you can find it at craftfarmer.org. And the other alliance that we're part of is called the Farm Beginnings Collaborative, and that's 10 farmer alliances around the country that offer a year-long program called Farm Beginnings, started in Minnesota, and now it's in 13 states. And that's at farmbeginnings.org. And that's a year-long program where you're coached and mentored by experienced sustainable ag farmers to help you build your strategic business plan and launch your business. And so that's another great resource. And then here locally in the Chicago Food Shed, as we might call it, we've got 8 farmer alliances, farmer-led training, working together, and we're going to launch a website this coming spring called RootsToFarm.org, and that's going to have the resources of all these 8 farmer alliances together in one place so that beginning farmers in the region that want to get into this work can find the support they need from other farmers. Because the best way to learn how to farm is to go to another farmer. It's not, you know, I mean,
right.
They can get a 4-year college degree and come out and don't know a thing about farming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You you talk to farmers and say, where'd you learn to farm? It's 90% of the time it's from another farmer.
I grew up on it. I learned everything I know about cows, making hay, growing corn. I learned it all by working on the farm where I spent most of my time as a youngster, and so this is what's so practical and so good about this. I'm very enthused to hear the breadth and width of where you're going. And this is a bold statement, but I think it's true. The only way that we as a race, the human race, cannot sustain itself on the kind of food that's being grown on the big corporate farms.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, and now this comment. The future of urban agriculture has been the focus of many, not most, but certainly some of our hours together, and what it requires in terms of thinking outside of the box is something that I want to spend a little bit more time as more attention is being given to the future of farming. Right now, we grow vegetables in the garden. We grow vegetables at the farm. We grow vegetables in hydroponic circumstances, aquaponic circumstances. But there's a new sort of controlled environment that's being developed for farmers in Phoenix. They're producing lettuce at the beginning of this. This is a brand new bit of technology. They're calling their experiment the freight farm. The freight farm, the farm of the future. And so people are using it to grow lettuce and kale and broccoli greenies for the most part at the moment. They started a couple of years ago with the goal of bringing viable, space-efficient farming to all climates and skill levels. So that's really where some of the, you've heard me talk three or four times over the past year or two about what's going on in some of the big cities, how they have rooftop gardens. That's where they take, they go on top of whatever building, the skyscrapers, some of them are 12 stories, some of them 24, some of them 48. People go up there and they get the dirt and the loam and they start growing things. Great place. There's plenty of sun. You get water up there. Why not? Now, what's the next step here is these freight farms. You get it's like a trailer, in a sense, with air conditioning or climate control and water and that sort of thing in them. They're not cheap, $85,000. Freight Farms calculates annual profit for each of these containers so far to be about $39,000 a year. They've got them in 12 different places, but most notably, they're in Phoenix. I thought this was fascinating. I never would have thought this could work, but they have the top of the units are clear, so the sun gets down, and then the sides are look like a regular trailer truck. So freight farming in Arizona now, would you consider this yourself? Could it be something that you could do in the wintertime? See, that's the big frustration. For those of us who live in the Northeast, well, I live in California in the wintertime, so I get fresh vegetables all the time from the California farmers. But here in the East, where I am at the moment, and am for much of the year, if we go into, once we get into October, well, the end of October, first November, when we have our first frost, things stop growing. So we stop growing. And now here's this opportunity. I think this is a Boston company that developed these tanks. They take old trailers, they rehab them, cut the top off, put a plastic top on it so that the sun can get through, put some air conditioning and water and stuff in it. Bingo. There you go. And so you can be harvesting lettuce and things like that year round. That's what people want. The folks who are locavores that listen to this program are very eager to find sources of really good local produce, and this is going to be the future. Urban farming and winter farming will be done in these containers. Mark my words for it. And it's I think it's a very good idea, actually. Fabulous. What does Yankee Ingenuity do? For those who think the American dream is dead, no, it's not. I mean, we get distracted by so many other things, but on my regular weekday program, you hear me talking all the time about people come up with new ideas for things. I extol the value of virtue. That's the best part of America. And so here we take it, we extend it to growing in an old trailer and call it a freight farm. That's what it is, an old freighter. And you can see there things are inside, they're lined up so that things grow from the hydroponic tray up, tomatoes and lettuce and all that sort of thing. So maybe it's something for you to start thinking about. I think I'm going to start thinking about it. Have fresh picked vegetables. It'll go to fruit. It'll be all kinds of things. That they, whatever can be grown hydroponically, they're going to do in these freight farms. I'm thinking this is really a fabulous idea. So you might look into it. I'm trying to find the name of the company. I've seen the name of a lot of farms that are using a twisted infusion farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think if you were to Google just freight farms, F-R-E-I-G-H-T, farms, freight farms, you'd find out where you can get one. All right? The future of farming from an interesting point of view. I hope you found it interesting and informative. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.